Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's emotional roller coaster with a little extra grace, resilience, and yes, maybe even a dash of humor along the way. I'm Avery Hart, and if you're anything like me, you've probably had moments where your emotions felt like a runaway train, leaving you feeling derailed and a bit lost. Ever feel that? That's why we're diving into something truly fascinating today. Developing emotional awareness through art therapy. You heard right. We're talking about tapping into the power of creativity to understand and manage our emotions better. It might sound a little unconventional, but trust me, there's a lot more to it than just doodling in a notebook. First things first, let's break down why this is so powerful. Think about it. When we get overwhelmed by feelings, sometimes it's hard to put them into words. Our minds can race, thoughts jumble up, and we end up feeling even more confused. Art therapy gives us a different language, one that speaks directly to our subconscious and allows us to express those complex emotions in a tangible way. It's like having a secret code to unlock the doors of your inner world. Now, let's dive into some key takeaways that you can actually put into practice right now. 1. Art doesn't have to be perfect. The beauty of art therapy lies in its non-judgmental nature. It's not about creating a masterpiece, it's about letting go of expectations and simply expressing yourself authentically. Remember, there are no rules here. It could be sketching, painting, sculpting, even playing music or writing poetry, anything that helps you channel your feelings. 2. Colors speak volumes. Ever notice how certain colors evoke specific emotions? Reds often symbolize passion or anger, blues can feel calm and serene, while yellows might spark joy or anxiety. By consciously choosing the colors you use in your art, you can start to understand which hues resonate with different emotions within you. It's like giving your feelings their own visual language. 3. Shapes tell a story. The shapes we create also hold powerful meaning. Sharp, angular lines might represent tension or frustration, while flowing, curved shapes could convey a sense of peace or relaxation. Think about the shapes you are drawn to and what they might be telling you about your current state of mind. 4. Embrace the process. Art therapy isn't just about the final product, it's about the journey itself. Pay attention to how your body feels as you create, the thoughts that arise, and any breakthroughs or insights you uncover along the way. It's like a guided meditation for your emotional landscape. 5. Find your creative outlet. Experiment with different mediums and techniques until you find what resonates most deeply with you. Maybe it's journaling through your feelings, sculpting clay to release tension, or expressing yourself through music. The possibilities are truly endless. Now imagine this. You're feeling stressed after a long day at work. Instead of scrolling endlessly on social media or reaching for that extra cup of coffee, you grab some art supplies and let the colors flow. As you paint, you notice your heart rate slowing down and your mind starts to quiet. The act of creation becomes a form of self-care, allowing you to process those stressful emotions in a healthy and constructive way. T. It's not just about making pretty pictures, it's about creating space for emotional healing and growth. So, remember these key takeaways. Art therapy is all about letting go, expressing yourself authentically, exploring the language of colors and shapes, embracing the process, and finding your unique creative outlet. Think of this as a toolbox for navigating those tricky emotions, one that you can carry with you wherever you go. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on art therapy? Have you ever tried it before? What kind of creative outlets help you process your emotions? Share your experiences in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget, every day is a new opportunity to build your emotional resilience. So, go out there, be brave, express yourself, and remember you are stronger than you think. We'll catch you on the next episode of Stoic Mental Armor, where we'll continue to explore the power of mindfulness and resilience in everyday life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.